Day 45. Weak strong and tense lax 2.
Let's go back to where we left off last time.
You mean the stuff about stress and different kinds of vowels?
Right. And what kinds of vowels?
Tense and lax?
Give me an example, Patrick.
The ones I remember are elope and shop. Oh, and develop.
And which is which?
Okay. The O in elope is tense, and in shop, lax. And the O in develop is weak.
Yes. But remember that the stress levels of strong and weak apply to the whole syllable. Let's lay these out in some lists of verbs, which might make it a little clearer.
Okay.
Well, here's the layout I've drawn up for you. Strong tense vowels are highlighted in the first column, strong lax vowels in the second column, and weak vowels in the third. Inhaling, enthralling, equaling. Preparing, warring, collaring. Completing, forgetting, trumpeting. Revering, referring, offering. Reciting, befitting, editing. Combining, beginning, determining. Eloping, shopping, developing. Doting, dotting, piloting. Confusing, busing, focusing. Securing, occurring, murmuring. Any comments?
Yeah. All the verbs in the first column are spelled with a final E, inhale, complete, secure, and so on. But none of the verbs in the second column, enthrall, forget, occur.
Nice observation. But what about where the consonant doubles and where it doesn't?
Tense and lax, strong and weak, but only the tense and lax are strong, and the doubling is only after lax vowels. Can't we say this in some simpler way, Marta?
Okay. Let's turn it into a little exercise about where you double the consonant and where you don't. Think of it this way. 1. If the vowel preceding suffixation is lax. 2. Otherwise, tense vowel or weak stress. How would you fill in the blanks?
At the end of 1, I'd write double. At the end of 2, I'd write do not double. So I guess the double L misspellings of traveling, traveled, labeling, labeled, and so on all represent a violation of Rule 2.
You got it. And with this you can predict, for example, the correct spelling of an often misspelled word such as accommodate. Compare it with accumulate.
I have made that mistake, but not anymore.
P.S. 9. Syllabics and the indefinite article.